This is Ted Kennedy. Will Congress override the veto of the trade bill? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Reagan obviously had second thoughts about vetoing the trade bill. He allowed himself to be blindsided by business special interests and the right wing. He foolishly agreed to kill a 1,000-page bill because of one provision requiring notice to workers before factories are closed. The president delayed the veto for a week, while the White House scrambled to hide its real objection behind a smokescreen of other reasons. Without the notice provision, President Reagan would have signed the bill. That's what the veto fight's all about. Workers deserve fair notice before plants are closed, so they can find new jobs and hold their lives and families together. In the Reagan years, 40,000 plants have closed and 10 million workers have lost their jobs from plant closings and layoffs. The country understands the issue, Al, even if the White House doesn't. It's an anti-worker veto, and it deserves to be overridden.
Ted, thanks to you and your left-wing cronies, President Reagan has every good cause to veto the so-called trade bill. House Democrats saw the writing on the wall. They clumsily misused the power of the majority, as they love to do over there, for more than a week in a crude attempt to change the final package. 2 weeks after the bill had been passed by both the House and the Senate, it languished right there on Jim Wright's desk. They played partisan hardball, ended up looking like boobs with a bill they know that won't become law, and American workers and businesses suffer. The bill creates 30 brand new bureaucracies, 100 metric tons of new pork projects, and 160 new government jobs. If your plant closing provision is that important, why not offer it as an independent piece of legislation? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on welfare reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.